You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Okay, welcome to Unconsciously Raw. I think this is episode 6. Today, I have with me, you know, you basically say my co-host, Deke the Great. He always here, you know.
Deke the Great. What's up,
good sir?
I got my boy Penn in here with me.
What's up, y'all?
And I got a lady friend. She like family, basically, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what to call her. She friend, she family. You know, grew up with her. Her mother is my auntie, so. But I got her here today because she be talking hella shit on Facebook. So I say, hey, look, forget all that shit talking. Talk shit on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our other co-host, Tyra. She run a little late, but she'll be here. But today we want to talk about why so many women hate Kevin Samuels. That's what I want to know. So since we're going to let ladies first, we're going to let you go first. And you tell us what you come up with.
My main reason is he is egotistical off top. That ego out of control. I don't have a problem with people expressing their opinions, and a lot of his opinions are true, but they're meant to demean women, so that's where my issue comes in at.
So I got a question. When you go to the bank and you go try to put in a loan for a $500,000 house, and they say, let me see your check stub, and they say you make $30,000 a year. And the banker say, look, baby, you can't look at them houses. You got to look over here at these $65,000 houses.
Mm-hmm.
Are they being egotistical and demeaning to broke people?
Nah, that's their criteria.
Okay then. That's what I'm saying. Hey, Tyra.
Voila. Problem solved.
That's his criteria.
Problem solved.
I'm just saying, what are we, Tyra, you just joined in. You know, we're getting started.
Yeah.
Why do people hate Kevin Samuels? And what was your reason again, Chantel?
I said because he's egotistical and he demeans women.
So my thing was, sometimes the truth, like when I go to the dentist and my teeth all fucked up and he say, woo, man, goddamn, you're going to need 10 bridges and this and that. I can't believe.
A root canal.
you demeaning to people with bad teeth.
No,
your shit fucked up.
Yeah, truth is truth.
The dentist is telling you because he's trying to help you. Kevin Samuels ain't trying to help
you. He's trying to help you get this man. You want this $500,000 house.
You want the high-value man.
Yeah.
You want the high-value man. He trying to get, you know.
You calling him because you want a high value man.
How to get that? And
I'm sorry. Can I interject, please?
Yes, please, sir.
We know you are.
knew I was about to. Right?
I know you going to go in.
Coming through.
First of all, hate is a strong word. I don't hate him, you know, for being who he is, his opinion. But my only thing with it is that it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And it's already enough hate as far as women think that black men don't love them in any capacity. It's just this whole, you know, thing going around between black men and black women, and we're just not loving each other the way we should. And so to make a woman feel not good enough is not the way to tell her that she needs to be better. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand that, but when you say, hey, I want a man that make $500,000. Now we taking out his own. You talking about black woman, black man. You know that ain't that many black men. That ain't that many men, period.
Facts.
So you already want some.
You're right.
So you already saying you already know yourself. You want some shit that you gotta put your dreams up against your realities.
Yep.
And they ain't matching up. Like me, I could take my wife right now. We go look at it. I tell her, babe, we can look at any house you want to. We can look. We drive down the street and look.
You saying that it ain't no black men out here that ever played Captain Save-A-Ho? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's men like out they here.
Just all. Yeah.
It's men out here who do that.
Yeah, it's men out here who do that. But they not high value men, though. They not.
Another one of my issues. That's all I'm saying,
though. Don't act like men don't be out here wifing up women that shouldn't be wifed up.
Yeah, but that ain't really high value, man. That's just
men.
Yeah, men.
Men.
Another one of my issues is like,
don't play with it. She might have a big ass. Being fake, being real, whatever.
Yeah, but she got some stuff that we can work with that we like.
You know what, Rick?
What, the ass? That's it? That's all you're looking for?
No, but you know what I think the biggest issue is preference. Everyone has a preference. Everyone has a preference. And the thing is, it's considered hate now when you say, you're not my preference, or I prefer this over that. It's like, oh, you're hating, or you're being mean. The truth is the truth. You know, truth hurt the most. Insecurities
that people have, then, because you definitely have a friend. I wouldn't feel like that because I have plenty that's not my type. It's just life. It's what it is.
Yeah, y'all remember when y'all used to be in the club dissing dudes every day? Women was in the club. That's what the club is for. Women go to the club to diss men and dance with their friends.
No,
my issue is
I never did.
That's what y'all in the club for.
He never stated like what kind of woman you have to be to get a high value man.
Yes, he does.
Like
when he told the woman, he told one woman, she's pretty. I mean, I don't even know what to say. She was fucked up, but
what?
she wasn't the number she wanted to be.
And she not only she wasn't cute, her confidence knew she wasn't cute.
Yeah,
see, it's different when you got confidence. You like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm that one. She didn't. She wasn't like that. So when he told her, she said she want a man making $175,000.
Mm-hmm.
She got two kids, and man, she was hit.
Was she making $175,000?
I think
they never are.
And that's another thing too. How can you ask for something you don't match up with? Like that? Don't
oh
make
come
sense.
On now! Don't start that. That is never the way it used to be. Men
not used to be.
Always make more money than the woman that they marry. Now, if the woman make more money than them, you got a whining ass man who don't like that either.
No, he is sucker. Period.
Yep, I agree with that.
He is sucker. Period. Because I don't care how much money you make, I'm the man in this house.
Facts.
Right.
See, yeah, but I'm the neck, nigga, so what?
Hey, you gonna be a neck already on you? Yeah.
Let's go.
look, Shante, what you got to say up top? Go ahead. Shante?
I just said Kevin Samuels want to be a woman so bad.
Here we go.
He embracing all the characteristics of a woman, the pettiness, the always want to downtrod women. No, men shouldn't do that.
It's just the way you do things. It's always the way you do things. And he don't do it right.
Me personally, I think.
Hi.
Hey. I think personally, and of course this don't apply to all women, but I think women want truth on their terms. Like, yes. You'll get some women who will say, well, do this dress make me look fat? You fat as fuck. Of course the dress make you look fat. Like, you knew that shit before you asked the question. Like, I've even had
I agree with that.
Great point. Great point.
That comment on my post.
I agree.
Like, it's like men are now coming out saying what they actually want beyond sex. And, you know, a woman will ask a man, what are you looking for? A man will tell her. And instead of some women embracing it, they want to argue. It's like, you can't tell a man what he wants better than he can. And it's like, you know,
they think they know. They think they know without asking.
Women complain about men not being honest, but then when men are honest,
they don't like it at all.
Not all the time. Not all the time.
Not all the time. Not all
the
time.
But I agree with you.
There's a lot of women like that.
I wouldn't consider him a heartbreaking man. What, because of the money part? But otherwise,
that's the only part y'all want. How else do you value a high value man?
Okay, so let's ask. I want to ask the ladies, what do you all consider a high value man?
A who?
A high value man.
A what?
High value.
A high value. What do you mean by that? Like how much money he made?
No.
I mean, whatever you consider high value.
Whatever it is you value.
Just give me three. Just give us three.
let me tell you something. I don't have a particular. I really don't.
Okay, so
I just happen to have always been blessed to any man that I've ever dealt with has always done for me without me asking. See, that's the problem that most women need to understand. A lot of women that have these demands, they don't realize that you have to just be the type of woman to make this man want to do this for you. It shouldn't be a job.
I agree.
It shouldn't be work. It shouldn't be hard. You have to be that woman, and he will do that for you. But everybody ain't able, and that's just what it's gonna be.
You got to do it naturally too. It can't be nothing that's fake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But see, I had a young girl one time. This was years ago. I was working at Lowe's. Beautiful young girl, still a beautiful young girl. But I used to have, you know, my lunch brought up to me and all this kind of stuff. And she banging body, beautiful. You know, she had a son, but real good girl. She literally came to me and asked me, like, Miss Tyra, can I talk to you? And she asked me, how do you get your men to do the things that you get them to do for you? She literally asked me this, like, she was so serious. Required. Like, to bring you lunch and to do, like, I'm like,
see,
I just be me, baby. I don't really know what to say. Like, I didn't even know how to answer her. Like, I just be who I am.
Yep. And let me say
and
this too.
That's just it.
Kevin Samuels is speaking for the majority, not the minority. And a lot of times I feel like women are upset with him and angry with him because he's speaking to the majority. My mom always told me if the shoe don't, you know, if it don't fit, don't put it on.
Why y'all putting
so
it
if it
on?
Don't if it don't it if it if it don't apply, let it fly.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's true.
But see, these that's women are calling him saying, Kevin,
it doesn't bother me the things he say because it's his opinion. Yeah, but I just really wish that he would understand the self-esteem issues that so many black women and black men are having these days. Well, we're just not able to come together to not make her feel, you know, to do it in a different way.
Why am I sugarcoating some shit? Your mama been sugarcoating to you your whole life.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the issue. The
you
issue
don't
is
have to
that
make somebody feel worthless to tell them the truth about what's going on.
It's been too much sugarcoating.
And that's
I think it's half.
It's
too much sugar.
See, but
if it's shit, why you got to put the sugar on the shit? Shit.
Yeah, is it really a way to tell a woman that? Is it really a way to tell a woman that though? Without
hell no.
No,
it's like, is it a way to tell
creatures, man?
Yes, there is. Now, she might not like either answer, but she still may walk around away with a little bit of self-esteem.
Hey, that's like telling a woman her coochie stank.
Yeah,
ain't no right way to say that.
If her coochie stank, then she deserves to be looked.
But ain't no man gonna be like, damn, I'm your sorry, shit stank. He gonna be like, he gonna come up with some excuse. You like a woman. She ain't gonna tell a man his balls stink.
All right, come on, let's take a shower together. Come
yeah.
On, come on with her. No, let me make a bath like, for you, baby. Let me
you
set this water up for you.
Because they already know.
No.
And they call and get his opinion because they already know and they just want confirmation.
They want confirmation. How you ain't getting a high value man? Because you know
they
why.
They already know why.
Mm. Yeah, okay, but see, I agree the thing is, a lot of them women, I don't think they got mirrors in their house. Like, come on, man! It's like,
but he had a bad one on there, and like she said, she had a degree. She was a VIP.
I know you're talking about the chick from Houston.
But like, the chick from Houston. But like, he told her, you a professional fun girl.
Yep, that's what you are.
She don't want to have kids. She don't want to do this. She ain't gonna do this.
All these demands.
That man don't want you, baby.
Now that I understand.
So
you can't go into but she has to be truthful about her truth as well though.
But a lot of women aren't.
Because what she, you know, but then listen.
Hey,
there's a lot of women like Tyra, I can tell you got a lot of confidence and you're very honest. There's a lot of women who are not like that. They just be lying. They lie to themselves every day.
I got my guy Mike down at the bottom. Mike Ford, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? What's going on?
What's your take on this? What we talking about?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I think. Hey, how you doing? Well,
good.
First of all, it kind of kills me to where you know you're saying that it's okay to be real, but be real and sugarcoated. That kind of don't make
no sense.
Nobody
says sugarcoated.
Yeah. Don't be mean.
In a way, you kind of are saying because it's like you know you're saying don't be mean. You know you're saying that people have low self-esteem. okay, I can understand that. I mean, some people have low confidence, but then also stay in your lane. It's like me saying, okay, I'm in love with Paula Patton, but I'm not going to say I want to go go get Paula Patton. I don't think I'm going to get Paula Patton.
Shit.
I'm staying in my lane.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. My confidence, I'm already, she beneath me. Shit. Give a fuck. What? You only been in Tyler Perry movies. You better get the fuck. Give me that number.
The same character in every movie, girl.
Yeah.
Listen, I get it. And I do. I just believe that there are certain ways to say certain things. It's not sugarcoating because you're still telling the truth to her. So why does it have to be labeled as you're sugarcoating instead of just at least trying to. This man will make a woman walk away feeling useless, like completely. I don't think that that's necessary, regardless of.
Sometimes you got to knock a motherfucker down. I'm sorry.
I got a question.
Honestly, I think some people do that shit just to go viral.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep, I feel like some of them do.
Like you got four kids by four dudes, you 4'11", 350 pounds, and you want somebody to make $500,000 a year.
Like, he'd be like dress size, they'd be like 14.
Only people she could date is sumo, world famous sumo wrestlers.
That's about 70 years old that might take her. Don't play.
Yeah, but
shit.
She don't want it's the 70-year-old guy. She want the guy that's
might just take her to sit on the trust fund.
See, but that be the issue. She don't want the 70-year-old guy.
Got bad
hearts. Yeah.
Right.
He's gonna die.
She too stupid to know he about to die and she gonna get a forever pension and social security check. But she don't want that.
She about to get the cash.
She want a future.
She want a future.
She want a pound town.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
I think I have zero talking stages left in me.
What you say, Shandell?
I think for me, the part that get me with him is his dismissiveness. It's like when the woman don't respond the way he want him to respond,
exactly.
Then it's like, oh, no,
because why I'm going to keep talking to a fool?
That's right.
If you know how to get what you asking me, why are you even talking to me?
Mm-hmm. That conversation is awesome.
I agree. He'd be like, I agree with that.
Yeah. You know what you tell somebody with two black eyes? You don't tell them nothing. Somebody already told them. So you just be like, all right, fuck it.
Yep.
Just give them some ice.
Yeah, just give them some ice.
You need ice.
Well, this is the thing. I never said that I totally disagree with him. I'm a realist. I'm going to keep it real all day, no matter who likes it or don't or does. And I never said that I disagree with everything that he says, because I don't. Just as a woman and the state of black people and the state of women in general, black women, I just felt like he can at least tell them these things with them having at least a shred of dignity left in their bodies when they done talking to him.
Okay,
I
want to ask a question to the two ladies.
Some of them girls that call be cross-eyed shit.
They be what?
They be cross-eyed. Some of them girls be cross-eyed. It's like, come on, man. Who the hell want a woman that can see three of everything?
You know what?
Come on. Some of them. And y'all women, y'all kill me. Because if a dude come up to y'all and he don't meet y'all standing, he be like, as soon as he leave, what the fuck he thought?
Yep.
Oh, busted ass motherfucker.
I was just about to ask that question.
It is some nice looking women on hooked up with some booger wolves. Don't lie.
Because they had money. They had money. A woman to hit a roach is he has some money. Ass Flavor Flav. Shit.
Just a thought of some money. She brings up another part to this particular conversation. Because what about the super ugly little dick having rich men?
The ones, so, them little dicks y'all be sucking on for money?
They rich.
The best?
Y'all be sucking on little dicks for a little money.
But they be on them, though.
They be on them.
Hey. Women will suck a rich pacifier.
letting that soft motherfucker fold up in your mouth with the dream of going to Somerset afterwards.
That ain't no high.
Hey, ain't out. I'm just saying, ain't no man. I ain't gonna lie, we a dude damn near the lowest. But ain't no man eating no ugly chick for no money. I'm sorry.
No, we ain't in it for the money.
What you say?
It's some male sex chasers out here. Don't play.
Yeah, but they still got some decency.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Oh, any God. Man that call himself a
hey,
man.
When you look at them chicks on my 600 pound life.
There is no decency.
When you look at them chicks on my 600 pound life, them dudes love them.
Yeah.
They ain't rich.
Yep. They ain't going nowhere either.
And they ain't going nowhere. Anytime I rush you off with a water hose and you still dog them out.
She's dogging them too.
That ain't for money.
On his head.
That's for love.
But that's because he got a shelter and a backup shelter.
Oh, Ricky.
Yeah.
How you going to say that at least he got some dignity? I am really baffled by that. Because
a woman that be like, girl, I'm just with him because he got money.
No, see,
that got to be the lowest.
Here's what I think he means. A man will be honest and say,
no,
you know,
not honest.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Women think Lil Wayne and Biggie was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just so cute.
Yeah.
I ain't never thought that shit. Me and Biggie, you know, said, I think he creative, no, but
what I mean is a man will tell you he's nailing a booger wolf because of whatever. A woman will pretend like because he got money that he cute.
Yeah, she act like it's more than that. He's so sweet.
No. I know women that have been that way, and they be like, girl, damn, I gotta go fuck this ugly ass nigga. Like, seriously, I've seen it, and then
she gonna kick it with her girls like that.
Some ugly niggas.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugly niggas gotta keep getting money to get hoes.
Facts. Hey, ugly girls make the best grilled cheese sandwich.
They do.
She better make more than that.
It's my thing.
If you're at work and you hungry, you call Booger Wolf. She's going to bring you some food.
Booger Wolf. Okay, baby.
So y'all working for food now?
Hey.
Hey.
Look at y'all. You know,
I ain't going to lie.
Y'all ain't no better than
y'all talking about
the women.
All these years, we've been working for the league minimum. Now it's our time. But see, y'all women then went backwards. Back when Tigers was open, y'all was getting 150. Now y'all only getting 40. I mean,
you want me to show you my receipt? $40, nigga. Bye.
What's the going? You can go to Pantheon's and hit them for 40. I'm just saying.
What's the going rate?
Damn,
the going rate is 40.
He said the going rate is 40.
Shit, it's all this damn near recession out here. They got to do what they got to do.
Well, you know, since they was getting their money, you know, they wasn't taking. They was taking no orders.
Let me tell you something.
I'm good on $40, Coochie, man. I'm good on that.
Is either that or
$40 how you at? $40.
I haven't got $40 from a man since I was 16. Don't play with me.
Damn, so you was giving. But that's you. But that's you, Ty.
You're an anomaly.
Yeah, that's you, though.
We're talking about the average gal. We're talking about the average name.
Baby, really?
I, you know what I really think all of this come down to? And my cousin, I was talking to my cousin. The black community needs therapy.
I should put that
left. Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
All this shit leads back to therapy.
Oh, yeah. It's all conditions.
You know, whatever. That's why we get to talk about shit, because people don't talk about the shit. It's like, especially with men, we shunned if we do. We shun for everything. We shun for showing weakness. So we always got to keep our hurt within.
And Kevin is speaking for the man that cannot speak for themselves.
Well, that's
why can't he speak for himself? He's mighty and got money and all this. Why he can't talk?
Because he's somewhere with 10 bad chicks on a yacht.
On a yacht, yep. On the Mediterranean.
For this shit.
Okay. Y'all still, do you know how y'all sound right now? Come on now.
We telling you the truth. That's the problem with y'all women. Y'all don't want to listen.
Some bad women on a yacht.
Yeah.
But those same women can't even make his ass no fried chicken and no macaroni.
They sure okay.
They can't, but he rich. He got a chef. He can afford those things.
You don't worry about that shit till you broke.
That's
who he gonna make his wife. The bitches he fucking on the yacht, he don't give a fuck. All they need is fat asses and nice faces.
They just there for, you know.
Yeah.
They temporary.
Okay, so this is being contradicting then. Think about how contradicting this is sounding
come on.
From what y'all saying. But the ugly girl and the girl that's not fine like that don't deserve this man. But yet you're saying he on the yacht. With the fine-ass women, but he don't want them women.
No.
Like,
you remember yesterday, Tyra.
He want them women. He just want them for sexual pleasure.
Damn.
Tyra,
the ugly girl's going to be the wife, The other girls are cardio.
Yeah. Tyra, yesterday we was talking, right? What you say? The brokest motherfucker always got all the wants and all the complaints. Mm. It's the same thing with this. The motherfucker who ain't got shit, the stand on, oh, I want this, I want that, I want this. Hold on, baby, you.
Some of those women was well off.
Huh?
I mean, some of those women were well off.
But the thing is, they were well off. But
they face and shit.
And then he tell the people, he tell the women, oh, no, you're not a high-value woman because you got a kid. Like.
Yeah, I mean,
no man want a woman that has kids by another man.
A majority of men ain't trying to come in and be a stepdad.
That's
true. I'm be honest
that
with
is
you.
True. That's true.
Listen, I agree.
Why y'all be fucking bitches then?
Yeah, well, they just be fucking.
And making them a stepmom again.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But you cannot speak for every man, though.
That's, no, that's why you say majority.
Yeah, majority. We all men. Most of the men we speak to, we be like, they be like, man, I can't stand her fucking kids. Man, I can't. I'm not going over there till she go to sleep.
Same damn nigga got kids they don't even fucking take care of.
They didn't want those kids from the jump.
So if they don't take care of their kids, why they want to come take care of another nigga kids?
Exactly.
I'm not trying to be a baby stepdaddy.
That's the thing right there. He all around deadbeat. He consistent. You don't want to take care of his kids or her.
But we 34.
He ain't shit.
You say what?
He ain't shit for
nothing. It's a lot of women our age don't have kids. But I'm not saying that's right.
It's a lot that do. A lot more that do.
And it do take a real man, but it take a certain type of man to go in and take over that responsibility.
It does.
So yeah. I'm not saying.
Not all women are looking for that. There are actually some women that have kids by another man who they share custody with. This man is very much in their kids' lives. Not all situations are the same. Not every woman is looking for a daddy for their kids.
No, I'm not saying that, but if you're a man and you get with this woman, whether you want to be a daddy or not, that's what you're going to have to be.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
You're going to have to be a man in them people's lives.
If you meet a chick and she got a kid and you like her, you like, I got her in the kid.
See, the thing is, if you meet her,
have to be a mother
even if the father is involved, if y'all are dealing with each other and you live with her and you over there, then, you're going to have to play some role, even if the father is involved.
No, you're expected to be a decent human being around my child and to treat them well if you're conversating with them, but you're not expected to bathe him.
I ain't buying him clothes, but when I give you some money because you need money for your rent.
But what happened when he jumping all on your couch and you want to spank his little ass?
Yeah.
And you can't. That's the biggest issue.
That's the role, though, that's the role. That's the role I'm talking about.
Okay, well, everybody got to play a role. Just like if you're going to be my man, you got to be respectful to me. You got certain things that I expect from you just with me, whether I have a kid or not. There's a role being played in every situation, baby. Period.
And the man got to be willing to accept that role to be played. Some man see you with two kids, he might gonna go the other way, cause he probably got other choices that don't have to.
Then that's not the man for you.
Bye.
True. I mean, I think the real issue is this: mathematically, there are more women on the planet than there are men. So even if you match every woman to every, every man that exists, there's still going to be like 2-3 billion women without a man. So it's survival of the fittest for y'all.
So we got to lay down and accept anything.
Nah, I'm not saying that, but here's the thing. Everybody not going to win. Every woman is not going to get a guy.
You got to get lucky. And you can greater your chances by closing your mouth.
Women is just the worst for everything that they want. And require. I'm just tired of men acting like, of course there are some women that don't, there's some women and there's some men. It goes both ways. But I just get tired of this conversation where men are acting as if us women, black women, because if it was a white woman, it would be something totally different.
They tripping too.
I'm not attracted to white.
They tripping too.
Let me finish. Because you have white women out here whose parents literally will pay for them to go to these expensive ass parties with celebrities. And this is their job.
To go get fucked.
a rich man. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They're out there like that. So I'm just getting tired of the fact that every time black women have any kind of requirement, no matter what it is, it just seems like it's a problem.
So like, I'm trying to rationalize where we was going to. So the white women parents pay for them to go to high class parties to find a rich man.
They out here like that, baby.
Of course. So a man only gonna date with here around, right? If I live in Japan, guess what I'm gonna be dating?
Japanese women.
Japanese women. So if you want to date one of these men, you gotta go where they at. So
my point didn't have anything really to do with the fact that that's what they do.
Okay, so then y'all need to go do that.
White women are allowed to, you know, it just seems like they don't get the flack. But because we're a black woman, maybe we were raised, you know, single. Most of us in single, I wasn't. I was raised with my mom and my dad. All of my siblings, we have the same parents. All of that. But what I'm saying is that
all of us
seems like no matter what these days, if we require anything, if we just act like we want something to have decent, it seems like a man, black man, has a problem. Like, we're just supposed to settle for shit, want shit. And it's just amazing to me.
Why I gotta be all this I want I shit, though?
And it's a lot of lonely white ladies out
here,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of lonely white ladies out here.
That's ask Dave.
I'm not saying that. Y'all take that is not what the hell I'm saying. Y'all just missed it. Y'all let it cloud your head. So whatever. Okay.
No,
whatever.
We don't.
Hell, I'm tired of talking about it.
For the record, I'm afraid of white women.
You should be.
Hey. You know,
you should be.
I'm just saying, women are women to me.
But that
so
wasn't the point. I'm
they
just
all the same.
No,
they all the same.
But
I agree.
You notice that George just keeps
no, they are not the same.
How many women have you dated?
My point. No. Y'all prove
white
my
women
point
and black women are not the same.
Because every time I've mentioned this twice about why is it that black women, every time we want anything, require anything, y'all have some shit to say about it. All y'all keep
first
coming
of all,
back
y'all
is
want,
what I saw the white woman.
No,
and
let me
funny, I had an explanation for the second well, part of what the fuck I said.
Yeah, but
black women want too much, though. Y'all go overboard, and y'all got to be realistic about what y'all want, though.
Yeah. Okay, that's, see,
thank you. There you go. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Mike Ford, everybody.
I'm not. This is bullshit. And I'm tired of it.
He gave you a good answer.
That is such ridiculous nope that you just
you
said
be,
that.
Be
first thing a black woman gotta want
can
is want to listen.
Subject,
they don't
want to
listen.
Pressure.
That's not. I ain't even on the. Uh-oh.
No, we have to be outspoken.
Why?
Because we get down to
put
so
everybody in the same category. Whatever, because half of y'all niggas ain't been shit half of y'all lives.
Uh-oh. I feel bad for them niggas.
Y'all decided to step into manhood finally.
That's when you're supposed to. When you ready.
You want us to
act like we men, be married to you for 15 years and then shit on what? You at the end?
Oh my God.
Ricky.
Which one would hurt the worst?
God, you are ridiculous right fucking now.
Or you wanted us to go out and live our lives and come back to you when we was ready and we could treat you right.
That's right. Much later.
Drink some wine, Tyler.
You know exactly what I'm saying. If you completely dismiss everything I'm saying, you just proving my point.
Yeah,
because,
you know, I got a lot of black women in my life that I take care of and I treat good, but this is the thing. See, you went to all this white woman shit. You say what?
Why does it have to be a thing? Like,
it's not a thing. It's mandatory for me. Any woman. See, I don't go by this and that.
What we want is too much.
No,
that's not true. I disagree with that.
They want to drive our car to work. We want to be happy when a nigga want to drop us off at work, drive our car, stay at home, and play video games all day.
I don't know that type of person.
That's what black women are supposed to want, I guess.
No. That's what y'all settle for, though.
Nigga. I'm not. Who's
and I'm
that
tired
nigga?
Of it. I'm but tired see, of it.
Tyra, you know, y'all don't fucked up.
Tyra, hey, who the hell want a man that's going to drop him off at work?
Yeah.
And
that's
play video games.
Acting. I didn't say we want. I'm saying, though, Ricky, like I said, though, you cannot completely dismiss that part of what I'm saying is the absolute truth because y'all proving it right here today. Because no matter what, y'all got to come back for, well, a woman wants this. A black woman.
You asked us a question. Yeah, we just gave you an answer. That's the whole.
I just want to know, like, why do y'all think that we want too much? Like, what's too much to ask?
Too much shit you know you can't do yourself.
I agree with that. It's all about base. It's based on what
you all these women want stuff. All these women.
All women want something.
Why?
Yeah, but, I mean,
in
the Bible it say
everybody wants.
Equally yoked.
All the men want is a new pair of socks and new pair of drawers, and we good.
Oh my God, now stop!
And want you to shut the hell up too, but we know that ain't gonna get that.
You know what?
Huh?
Be my peace.
Now y'all be unreal.
All the real men.
Be my peace. That's the number one thing guys want.
Before you decided that you want your peace to be right, okay?
Say it again. I hear you.
That you didn't want it to do with women before you decided to finally step into manhood and man up, and now all of a sudden you want your damn peace. I got your peace. Okay.
See, we
speaking from experience.
Yeah, we always wanted peace.
Speaking from experience.
We grew up getting cussed out by our mamas. That was the first woman, so we always wanted peace.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why we move out the house. Like, I can't take this. I'm tired of her.
And
how many men y'all fucked over?
To be completely real.
We learned from the fucking best, though. We just started.
But how many men y'all want? How many men?
Hurt people.
You know what?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
All right, let my man Kevin talk.
Thank you.
Let Kevin talk.
Go ahead, Dick.
First off, I think women invented fucking around. They so much better at it than we are. That it gives the illusion that we invented.
That's right.
But really,
let's not let Kevin talk.
Extremely sneaky.
Just because we better at it, don't mean we invented it. Just because we better at it, okay? Now, that don't mean that.
If a man found out a woman fucking around, she don't care no more. So she don't give a fuck about him finding out. If she don't want him to know, he'll never fucking know.
That's true.
Y'all weird about that.
Very true.
And what's the problem?
No, I'm just saying.
The problem is trust is the most important.
Y'all did it after we did.
Y'all was bad at it, so that's our fault too.
The foundation of this relationship should be built on trust.
And this is the thing,
not lying.
And this is the thing, y'all women, y'all don't fuck up.
What I was gonna say is, I think
that's okay. I'm gonna give me a white man anyway. I ain't think about y'all ass.
Listen, I think it's just a big
misconception
gap between what women think men want and what men think women want. Really,
of course it is.
Yeah.
We tell y'all that.
What men want is friendship, food, and silence.
Yeah.
And who?
Silence.
Friendship, food, and silence.
Oh, y'all don't want sex.
And personal shit.
Y'all don't want no sex.
That's standard. That's like wheels on the car.
Yeah, don't you got to eat too? Damn.
That's like wheels on the car. That's just come standard.
And Tyra, you know you can cook, so that ain't even that's natural for you, okay?
Huh?
This is my name.
I'm sure what women want is equally as simple. It's just that we've been so conditioned to go against each other, and we all have so many fucked up things happen in the past that influences, you know, how we think and what we believe. So at some point, we're gonna have to find a common ground, or conversations like this are gonna continue to be fruitless.
Yeah. We gotta, we gotta agree.
100% with you on that.
Let me tell you, when the women do get a good man, guess who she cheat on them with? That motherfucker who dropping her off with playing the PlayStation.
Future.
And who y'all cheat with?
Whoever available that's gonna shut up and open their mouth and get that motherfucking jaw.
Would you please? Don't be subject to
fuck a good job. We want a good jaw, okay?
Y'all Kevin didn't say that was one of y'all requirements, though.
I'm just saying, if any woman got a man so he could talk all this shit, as soon as she go do that, all that shit out the window.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I wanna explain
and
to you.
And then y'all gonna go get y'all dissed by somebody else.
Okay? I'm just gonna plead the fifth on that.
You
but,
say what?
You know, sometimes they with a man that they trying to stay strong for because he don't really have that ambition and he can't do what's needed. And sometimes there's another man off to the side. He know you got a man, but guess what? He gonna look out.
But do you tell him all that's your like man.
That's as far as I'm gonna say.
You spreading
that's
yourself thin, now. Okay, you spreading
that
yourself
thin.
The
truth is coming out. That was back in the day. Let's make that clear.
And how was that? Why you just ain't
was a win today?
Why you just ain't be real? Tell the man, look, your shit fucked up. Go back over your mama house. Mm-hmm. You just ain't working.
Oh, well, I back then,
here go your little plastic bag. Go put your little two pair of drawers in there, and you know, I'm going to drop you off, baby.
Y'all don't be wanting to hear that.
There is shady men and shady women in all colors, all shapes, all sizes, all ethnicities. And that's just what it is. But quit blaming it every so you can't put the blame on one particular person or one.
No, you can't.
Particular, you know. I think
like what did you just say?
Hurt people.
And that's why I say we need therapy, because guess what? We all in the same
gang.
A circle of hurting.
Yep.
This person did this to me.
That's what I said earlier, y'all. That's
okay, we didn't hear you.
We agree.
Cause you know what, we carry the hurt. Now you get with a good, you find a good
you
man,
find somebody
good
that's
woman,
good, and you turn and then, the person bad,
and you turn them bad because you still hurt from this person before, and you don't give them the chance.
Yeah, because you didn't heal.
That's why we can't fuck with Kevin, because he out here hurt women.
No.
Kevin Samuels.
No.
Now I ain't gonna lie. Something when women say he might, you know, be a little.
Them women be disappointed. They be so sad.
Yeah,
don't say that he hurting the women.
You can look at some of them.
You can already tell. Just to go to Kevin, that's telling you that you missing something. Because I would never go to that man about any issue I had.
Yeah, because you are already confident enough to know. Oh, I ain't worried about that shit.
Yeah. Listen, some of them women look like they wiped both sides of the tissue. Let's just be honest.
You're probably the sweetest, nicest, greatest woman you could ever meet. Bite they face.
Yeah, but the fate, like Kevin, Deke the Great, what you always say: men are visual creatures.
They visual.
So we like go by C.
You can be the greatest
C first
in the world, but our first impression is what we see. Mm-hmm. Like that's women, true. Women's first impression.
No,
is
and I get that. I know, and I understand that about a man, you know, and that's just what they is. But so this is the thing, though. Y'all down black women so
hold on.
Much.
Y'all
though.
Down black men so on, fucking man. Much. Yeah, that's why. Hey,
let me tell you, Tyra, about what a woman deserves and what she ain't.
You know what? You know why? You know why 70% of the men are in prison? Because they was trying to get money to impress a woman.
Facts. He's telling the truth right there.
That's a personal fucking
right. If it wasn't for woman, it wouldn't be a need. It probably wouldn't be no crime.
So you can put that on me.
No,
we're not putting on
women.
You.
Because guess what? These men got to go do all of this stuff. So, because she wants it. No. And I can't get with this one because I got
to
have this.
That's a little different.
That's a little different. I'm just saying, most of dudes. Why do men get money? Why do men go out? Why are they such a rush, or they go
these
so hard to get money?
Like y'all trying to press other men, shit.
Because that's their contribution.
What? That's their contribution
like
to what?
They trying to just compete with another man. They can care fucking less.
What man? You know, competing with other men.
Yes, me.
Hey, man.
There's plenty of them out here. Get out of here. Plenty of them out here. Don't play.
I don't know none of them.
I can school you real fast.
Oh my God, y'all want to act oblivious?
I don't go over other men's houses. None of that shit.
How many men hanging with their boys all the time? How many men?
That's like you say, boys.
That's young boys. That's just like you said, boys. Them ain't men.
Whatever.
Hey, if you see me with some men, I'm getting some money. I'm just stopping by to pick up some money. I don't play that. If you see me in the car with more than only man you see me with is my son. In the car.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't say you.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Y'all the ones that use all y'all women and y'all.
I'm just saying. If it wasn't for women, half these dudes wouldn't even be in jail.
That's true.
Cause they out here taking these chances to get money to
impress,
especially them ugly dudes.
Grandson down here, cause I would probably moon your ass right now.
Oh my God!
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, have these men in jail because they want to get money so they can get these chicks. Because without that money, they know ain't shit up.
Well, that's a weak-ass decision, so deal with your
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Y'all leave the man, and then when he in jail, you'll leave his ass and go to the next man with some money.
Guess what? Well, if you know this, then why do the shit?
Some of them don't know it because y'all give them the impression that y'all, baby, I'm going to be there with you forever.
I'm going to be a ride or die.
I'm going to be your ride or die.
Yep.
Oh, no, damn.
Now she just saying, nigga, die.
No.
Some of you ride it out. Now she like, nigga, can you just
you
die?
Can you just die?
Y'all gonna stop this shit for real.
We can't.
Y'all gonna stop this women bashing. And
oh, nice women bashing. Women bashing. Oh.
We just sell it. We're problem women.
I don't think you all what? Women are.
Y'all
I don't.
Have refuted everything that we have said about a woman, a black woman in particular. Y'all got something to come
you,
at.
You know we well, all got black mothers, right?
God damn.
You know we all got
all
black mothers.
All women are not bad.
She moved on and she went a white man or something. Y'all got something to say about that?
No, she we go ahead. Then she end up on the news because the Seahawk dude didn't whoop the ass. I mean, that's...
about shit anyway.
Hey.
I'm glad that I'm the type of woman that don't give a damn what y'all got to say.
But see, Tyra, that's your confidence, and that's the way you carry yourself. You feel me?
You just got that confidence.
Right. That's what a lot of people, period, need. Not even just women, men too.
Because guess what? Men need to start holding men accountable for stuff.
Shit,
y'all homeboys fucked up, and y'all don't even.
I ain't got no fucked up homeboy. I tell a motherfucker to his face, you fucked up, dog.
Yeah, I
you don't go visit your kids if you ain't. I grew up with type of dudes. They ain't even gonna let you fuck with them because they say if you don't take care of your kids, yeah. I know you will tell the police or rob me.
That's right. Eagles don't fly with pigeons.
You don't have no character.
Eagles don't fly with pigeons.
So
why is it that y'all don't have nothing to say about these men, though?
Oh, they fuck, man. Someone
you
fucked
up.
Out
there that's messed up. They make
but
bad
we
decisions.
Can't talk about men. That's y'all job.
I'm not talking about them because you know what? I don't care no more. I'm just going to do what I do. Luckily, I've never been that woman who has ever had no dumbass nigga, no bum-ass nigga, no nigga that complained and whined about, oh, I got to pay for the date. Oh, what you gonna do for me? Get the fuck out of here. That's the weakest shit ever. I'm tired of it. And I'm glad that I don't deal with it.
I don't deal with begging ass women either. If you ain't got American Express, well, you can't even fuck with me.
Boy, kiss my butt. If you can't pay for
her credit score is
kid,
below.
You know. I said, let me see what cards
that.
You got.
If you can't pay,
what's in your wallet? That's what I asked the
what's
women.
In your wallet, yeah.
Oh, guess what? I stay at home. Now you
because if you think that I am going to go out on the first date with y'all weak asses and I'm going to pay for
no,
the
you ain't got to pay for a date, but I need to know. I'm dating.
You gonna court me, baby. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'll court you. That's cool.
They all do,
we will court you.
Worth it.
But I got to see, make sure you worth me courting because I'm trying to go long term.
He ended to win it.
Yeah, you just started wanting to go long term, nigga. You ain't always.
Yeah, because it was always given to me, and I wasn't dating them. I wasn't dating
I mean,
these chicks.
Gotta be real. You gonna
yeah, I'm
going to
be real. You ass around, I wasn't dating. Only date you was going to get is to the bedroom.
Well, those are the type of women that you wanted.
That was just period. If they wanted me, that's what they had to agree to, or we just wouldn't fuck with each other.
That was his preference.
Yeah. So
that's not the point.
No, I'm just saying that's my preference. So I make sure the rules is in my favor when I'm playing the game.
That's right.
So I can win.
So do we say it's 50-50 when it comes down to Kevin Samuels? Tyra basically says, he has his own opinion.
Yeah,
let him have it.
I don't say I disagree with everything mm-hmm. that he says. I just feel like women are already broken. And y'all have proven this right here today. With everything that we mentioned and say, the things that y'all come back with about a black woman, y'all just proved my point. So why break her down even more? If you don't want her, that's fine. That's fine. But you don't have to leave her feeling like she's useless in the world because she got a kid by another man and wants to get married. Come on now. Get the fuck out of here.
No, but see, the thing is.
That's what he does.
He just telling
us. That's not what
always, sometimes you got to break
you got,
it to
you
rebuild.
You got to know what it is, though. Like, you know, you can't be.
I'm done with y'all. Can talk. Y'all okay. Can talk. I got ahead. Y'all, if you change subject, I'll change.
Wait, hey. No. Let me tell y'all like this.
You're not even seeing my point.
Okay, so, look. Hey, look. Okay.
You gotta be realistic.
We gotta wrap it up though. Thank you for tuning in to Unconsciously Raw, Tyra. I'll be back again, hopefully. That's my
yes,
girl.
Yes, I will.
That's like my auntie slash cousin slash homegirl. Thank you for tuning in. Thank my guests for coming on. And we'll get back to this subject one day next month or something. But until next time, see you later.
Holla.
Thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.